Sorry, mister. It's gonna take a while to fix your car. You don't seem all that confused that your mechanic is a girl. You do know I am a girl, right? Don't let these mechanic overalls, ball cap, and short hair confuse you. The voice should set you straight. And just for your information, I was homecoming queen this year. To be fair, though, it is a really small town. But if you get me into something girly and get this grease off of me, the boys all chase me around. At least until I smack them or try them. Well, well. You know I'm a girl, and you still don't seem to be surprised or mind all that much that I'm working on your car. That's what I love about big city folks. Not that we get too many of them around here. My daddy's shop mostly sees broken down old pickups and farm equipment, not beauties like your car. It is a really nice car. Good quality and everything. But a fuel pump blew on it. Nothing really you could have done about it. Otherwise, the car seems to be in great shape. You obviously took good care of her. So it's going to be 2 days, maybe 3 before the part comes in from the warehouse. If they have it. If not, it might take a few more for it to come in from out of state. My brother might be able to drive there, pick it up for you. He was the big boy that drove the wrecker and brought you in. Not like he's doing anything better, or like I can't do both his job and mine while he's gone. But if he has to go out of state, it's a full day of driving there, and a full day of driving back. Plus, Big Ox will need some sleeping time. He'll probably want to see the naked ladies dance for him, too. Even if I'm not supposed to know, that's what he does on those trips. Brother does love the big cities. Big titties, too. So you're stuck here for the next few days, no matter what. I don't have a loaner car for you, not a small place like this. Bus comes through once a week, and you had the bad luck to just miss it by a few hours. We don't even have a hotel no more, since it burned down. It was always empty anyways. But if my brother is going out of town, then that means there's an open bed at our place. He won't mind if you use his room. I just hope you don't mind his stuffed animal collection. Not the fake kind. My brother's kind of an amateur taxidermist. More amateur than taxidermist, though. But the trip will give him a chance to pick up more roadkill for his hobby, so that'll make him even happier. The rest of the family won't mind. Well, Daddy won't, at least, as long as you stay out of my room at night. If he catches you in there before anything could happen, he's likely to fill you full of buckshot. Of course, if he catches you after you deflowered me, he'll likely use that same shotgun to ensure you do the honorable thing. Marry me. Oh, marrying me wouldn't be that bad. I know my way around a kitchen almost as well as I do around this garage. I just prefer the garage better is all. But Mama made sure all her girls knew how to do girly things. And she keeps pressuring me to get married. Except in this town there isn't another person here who I'm not related to. The most distant relative I have vying for my affections is a second cousin on my daddy's side. You probably don't want to know who the least distant relative is. If I did end up marrying you, they'd have to let me leave this town. I could move to the big city, or wherever you're from, and get a job in a real garage, working on some fancy cars that aren't covered in mud or cow shit. You seem like the kind that'll let his wife keep working after marriage, which is fine, because I'm the kind to keep working no matter what a man tells me to do. Maybe when I'm too pregnant to fit under a car or under a hood, I'll become more domestic for a bit. But we can work all those details later. Of course, if you can sneak into my room, pop my cherry, and then make it back out to your room without waking Daddy or one of my other brothers, you're home free. Well, unless you knock me up. In that case, my daddy and brothers would go looking for you with me in tow. Then you'd be back to the shotgun wedding thing, or just the shotgun. But I wouldn't tell them where you live, so they'd have a hard time finding you. So keep all of those things in mind tonight. If you're the adventurous type, and this car tells me that you are, you can try to sneak into my room. I'm just a small-town backwoods girl, and you're a handsome big-city man. It's all but certain I'd give up my virginity to you with a minimum of wooing. As the eldest girl not married off already, I get the attic room, so people aren't likely to hear anything. Daddy's half deaf anyway from too many loud engines and louder shotguns. My brothers could all sleep through the church bells ringing, even though it's just down the street. My sisters aren't likely to do more than just giggle if they do hear anything. Now you sit tight here, sugar. I'm going to make arrangements with my brother and my family for all of this to come together. But it's going to be up to you if you want the two of us to come together. Is that you outside my door? I've got hearing like a fox, mister. If it is you, lock's been broken for years. I made sure to oil up the doorknob and the hinges before I tucked myself in. You just have to pull a little on the door to get it open, because it catches sometime. Then up the stairs, quiet as a mouse. Skip the third stair as it squeaks something fierce. Good. It is you. I'd have some explaining to do otherwise. I guess the offer of a virgin was just too much for you to pass up. Maybe it was seeing how well I cleaned up after I came home from work, even with the short hair. Mom always makes me wear dresses around the house, unless I'm heading to or from the garage. I suppose the good home cooking didn't hurt either. The pie was my doing, from yesterday. The dinner was on Mom and my younger sister's, but I can cook as well as the rest of them if I'm in the mood. Good cooking skills run in the family. But that's not the only thing. Good cooks and good locks. I probably have made homecoming queen in a much bigger town. Well, at least if I kept myself more girly. There's something else about the women in our family. We breed like rabbits. You saw or heard about all the other brothers and sisters I have. And I've got so many cousins in this town, too. Some say we're just more fertile than most, but I think it's just that our women like to have sex a lot. Mom and Dad still go at it near every night, and I've got two older sisters with five kids between them already. Truth is, I've been feeling the itch to do it for years, but if I did that, I'd end up married into some local boy, like a second cousin or something. I'd never get out of this town, so I've been having to save myself, and that itch just kept growing and growing. Working on cars helped, especially when I could grind myself against them with the motor running. But I think you're going to help much, much more. Let me turn on this lamp so you can see. I'm not the modest type. Don't mind this old nightgown. I'd sleep in nothing at all if I could, but it does get cold tonight here, especially during the winter. Also saves me embarrassing anyone if I raid the fridge in the middle of the night. But you're the only one who's going to do any raiding tonight. So I guess I can just take this thing off. There. I'm looking more and more like a girl all the time, right? These breasts can kind of get in the way when working on cars, but I don't think you'll mind if they're around. Now that you're here, I'm minding them less and less myself. Another thing I definitely don't mind is my pussy. Some boys and even a few girls have accused me of wishing I had a cock, but that's a lie. I love my pussy. Seems to me that cocks just end up doing all the thinking for those that have them anyway, and get hurt all too easily when some girl accidentally sticks her knee into it when you grab her ass. So I'm thankful I have a pussy, just like I'm thankful that you don't. Okay. Can I see it? I've already shown you everything, and you're still in your underwear. I've seen plenty of men in their underwear before, pretty much on a daily basis. Never really happy about that either. But tonight, I'm happy to see you. I'll be even happier when you're as naked as me. Oh, that's something, all right. Is it little old me that made it so big and hard already? I would have noticed if it was like that at the garage or at dinner. Your body is getting itself ready to put itself in me. I'm going to need to be good and wet to take that thing. I'm already partway there from just lying here and thinking about you. But maybe I could put on a little show for you while I make myself ready for you. I never really touched it before, but not like I'm doing for you now. It was always easier to go for a good bike ride or lean against a car with a racing engine. I guess maybe those Sunday sermons get to you after a while. But I've already got my mind set on naughtier things. Bible told me not to do outside of marriage, so what's the harm in this? No harm, really. It feels really good, actually. That's the lustful side of my family's women showing through. Just like it's getting me wetter and wetter from my fingers. And from thinking about a cock finally being in me. Speaking of which, I think I'm ready for it. I told you I'd be likely to surrender myself to you within a minimum of wooing. You didn't even need to do that. I did all the planning and the prep work. The least you could do is get on top of me and plow me good. Careful getting in the bed. It can squeak a bit, but there's no avoiding that. And I don't know what sounds I might make once we're doing it. I try to keep it down, but just my fingers make it hard to keep quiet. It's just going to get worse when that thing is inside of me. With you on top of me, I'm all ready to do this. It's going to be something special to lose my virginity to someone that never heard of this little town until today. But make sure that you're ready to do it. I wasn't lying about my daddy or my brothers being a little upset if they catch us. Now that things have gone on this far, they try to insist on you marrying me. If you refuse, things wouldn't go well for you. But maybe the danger makes it more fun for you. I think it does for me. There's only so much danger I could find in a small town like this where nothing changes. Except every once in a while a handsome stranger comes in. And that's my chance. You can put it in now, if you haven't changed your mind. You can still put on your stuff and get back to your room, or you can take my virginity and we can do our best to keep it quiet. I can feel it starting to go in. If we were cars, this would never work. We're vastly different makes, models, and years. Our parts wouldn't be compatible, but our parts are. See, we fit together perfectly. I've taken every inch of your cock into my pussy. It doesn't hurt that our moving parts are properly lubricated. At least mine was, and yours is now too. But the more our parts get moving, the even more lubricated they'll become. See, I told you the bed creaks a little. Just keep it nice and slow, and it won't get too loud. I'll try not to get too loud either. This room is above the next oldest sister's room. If we wake her, she won't say a word. She just might make her own bed creak some and listen in to us and envy her big sister. I saw her making eyes at you over dinner. But you're mine tonight. All mine. It's your cock moving in and out of my pussy, like a piston in a car engine, but even sexier. Move faster at your own risk. I like it, but you're making the bed louder. You're making me louder. It makes it more dangerous, which makes it even more of a turn on for me. I warned you that I came from a long line of lustful women, but you don't seem to mind. I definitely don't mind. I'm loving my first time being with a man. Your cock feels so good, pounding my wet pussy. So much better than anything I've ever felt before. It's going to make me come, and I'm actually kind of afraid how loud that might be. But the closer I get, the less I care about it not making noise. Make me come, mister. We should be on a first-name basis after all of this, but I like calling you that. Make me come, and come in me, mister. Just a little bit more danger to make this even hotter. Yeah. Do you hear anything? Well, my daddy's footsteps or the loading of a shotgun? Nope. All clear. I think we pulled it off. Although I wouldn't have minded a shotgun wedding at this point. Now, I have a gift for you. Not as good as the gift of my virginity, but it's something you need. Check the upper drawer of my nightstand. That is a fully working fuel pump for your car. I remember the same model car, but a year later, sitting in the yard of a farm just outside the town. Car will never run again, but the pump is good. And I could have it in your car in half an hour in the morning. Or right now. Say, if you wanted to get out of town right away, and maybe take this small town girl with you. I always wanted to get out of here, see the world, or at least see what things are like more than an hour's drive away. I'm not saying we have to get married or nothing, even if I do get pregnant. But I would be expecting lots of sex. Really? You sure? Because I got a bag all packed with some clothes and another bag with my favorite tools. They're already in the back of my truck, but we can transfer them into your car. You've got the sweeter ride. But once we get out of this town for good, I'll give you a pretty sweet ride every night.